بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من حفظ 10 آيات من أول سورة الكهف عصم من الدجال، وفي رواية من آخر سورة الكهف، رواهما مسلم. This hadith we discussed quite a bit yesterday about the prophecy of the various Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam in warning the ummah with regards to the magnitude of the fitna that Dajjal will represent. And also, just to reiterate the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, fi kulli salah, an nasta'idha minhu fi kulli salah, amarana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to seek protection from Dajjal in every salah. فَقَالَ إِذَا تَشَهَدَ أَحَدُكُمْ, when you read tashahud, then say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمْ وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَى وَالْمَمَاتِ وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the chastisement of the punishment of Jahannam, the punishment of the grave, the trials and tribulations of life and death, and from the fitna of Masih al-Dajjal. In this hadith itself, we are told, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who by heart learns to recite from memory the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf will be protected from this fitna. In another narration also of Muslim Sharif, the last 10 ayats. Now what is significant of the first 10 verses? This we mentioned yesterday also, that these various wazaif that are given to us are not just for us to by heart these verses and to read them, but أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, learn the Qur'an, learn the meaning of the verses. First 10 verses of Surah Kahf, Allah mentions therein very briefly the knowledge of the Qur'an, the harms of all knowledge contrary to that of the Qur'an, the evil plotting of the Yahud and the Nasara, the temporary beauty and attraction of this dunya, and Allah's protection of those who remain steadfast on Iman. The last 10 verses, a brief summary of it, success of those with sound belief and righteous actions. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Those will have Iman and do good deeds, righteous actions, Allah promises them not just Jannat, but Jannatul الْفِرْدَوْسِ, the highest Jannat. Destruction of those who take as assistance other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These verses, particularly the last 10 verses of Surah Kahf, increase the power of Iman in the heart if we read them pondering over their meaning. And they teach us not to deviate. Remain firm upon Iman, khalis Iman. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Do good deeds and don't ascribe, especially in your worship, any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite severity of evils and trials in this world. Also very famous in Surah Kahf, Allah ta'ala mentions the incidents of those youth that gave up everything to protect the Iman. They sought refuge from the tyrant king, and Allah ta'ala protected them, put them to sleep in the cave for 309 years. And inshallah, through their barakah, Allah will protect us also from the evil of Dajjal. So first 10 verses, last 10 verses, or as we hear in other ahadith on a Thursday night, Jumu'ah night, to read the whole of Surah Kahf. A pillar of light will illuminate from that Thursday night, from that Friday to the following Friday. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, بينما جبريل عليه السلام قاعد عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سَمِعَ نَقِيضًا مِنْ فَوْقِهِ. It's a very beautiful hadith. To some extent, the subject matter passed, but it is well worth revisiting it as is found in this hadith. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Jibreel alayhi salam was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of a sudden, سَمِعَ نَقِيضًا مِنْ فَوْقِهِ. Strange sound was heard from coming from above. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised up his head. Jibreel said, هَذَا بَابٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فُتِحَ الْيَوْمِ. That a special door has been opened in the heavens today. In other words, out of the honor of what is to be revealed and out of the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَمْ يُفْتَحْ قَطُّ إِلَّا الْيَوْمِ. Jibreel went on to say that, Ya Rasulullah, before this day, this door had never been opened. It was opened only today. And an angel has descended through it. فَنَزَلَ مِنْهُ مَلَكٌ فَقَالْ هَذَا مَلَكٌ نَزَلَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ لَمْ يَنْزِلْ قَطُّ إِلَّا الْيَوْمِ. This angel has descended to the earth. This is the first time. This angel has never come before, nor has this door of the heaven been opened before. So obviously, all this muqaddama and introduction makes us realize the importance of what this angel brought. How valuable it is. Such intizam and system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into place for this. Fasallam, the angel made salam. Waqal, and he said, أَبْشِرْ بِنُورَيْنِ أُوْتِيْتَهُمَا لَمْ يُؤْتَهُمَا نَبِيٌّ قَبْلَكَ. I have come to give you glad tidings. Basharat, in other words, Mubarak Badi. Or if you want to put it in our language, congratulations. From the heavens. Mubarak, أَبْشِرْ, become happy. Allah has blessed you with two noors, two lights. No Nabi before you was given these two lights. By two lights is meant, one is Nur, special illumination on the Day of Judgment, which will guide you to Jannat. In other words, these two Nurs which I have come with, no Nabi before this was given, special door of the heaven was open, an angel that never came before came with these two lights. So one, like Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Qur'an about a noor on the Day of Judgment that will be in front of them, that will guide them across the sirat, guide them into Jannat. So muhaddithin say that this noor that is referred to is also such an effect on the Day of Judgment, which will guide the ummah to Jannat. Second, how does this represent a noor? A guidance in this world. How? By us pondering and learning the meaning of what this angel came with. This I have emphasized over and over again. MashaAllah, to some extent, virtues of surahs, virtues of certain verses of the Quran, we are familiar with that. We are learning that. Many brothers, especially our Jamaat Sati, some of them, mashallah, with great regularity, they read these verses on the relevant occasion. But it must not stop there. It's important to learn the meaning. Quran was not revealed just as a wazifa or ta'weez. Quran has to be learned. The comprehension of Quran, the understanding of Quran. So, if it is learned, it's a noor, it's guidance. Ilm, knowledge is nur. Knowledge is hidayat. Knowledge is guidance. All this constitutes a special type of nur. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi used to say, ilmu nurun yaqdifuhu Allahu fi qalbi man yasha. Knowledge is a special light, illumination, which Allah Ta'ala puts in the hearts of those whom He wants. What is the two nurs? Fatihatul kitab, Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha, as we've seen in the previous hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told that sahabi, "A'zamu ay a'zamu suratin fil Quran," the most august, the most magnificent surah in the entire Quran, Fatihatul Kitab, wa khawatimu suratil Baqarah, and the closing ayats of Surah Baqarah, "Amana ar-rasul bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun," till the end of Surah Baqarah. And then two noors, two lights, and what will Allah give you? The angel goes on, "Lan taqra bi harfin minha illa u'titahu." You will not read a single letter of these two noors and these two lights, except that guaranteed Allah Ta'ala will grant it to you. So what is in these two lights that Allah Ta'ala is going to grant? Obviously, it constitutes dua. Now if you look at Surah Fatiha, Surah Fatiha is dua. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala addresses the musalli in his namaz. Comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Ta'ala says, "Qasamtu salata bayni wa bayna abdi." I have divided salah. By salah here is meant Surah Fatiha. Because there is no salah without Surah Fatiha. Allah says, "I have divided this between me and my slave." Wali abdi. So when a person starts Surah Fatiha, first three verses of Surah Fatiha, he praises Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah responds, "Hamidani Abdi, Athna Alayya Abdi, Majjadani Abdi." Ham, Thana, Tamjeed. All these are forms of exaltation and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, Iyaka Na'bud, Ya Allah, only you we worship. Wa Iyaka Nasta'een, and only you we ask for help. So here, Allah says, "Hada li abdi, wa li abdi ma sa'al." Up to this point, this surah was divided. First three verses, Allah's praise. Middle verse, "Ya Allah, only you I worship, only you ask for help." Now the last three verses is what? Is dua. Allah said, "I divided it between myself and you." So the first part you praised Allah, that is for Allah. Second part is for you. So Allah says, whatever you ask me now, I'm going to give it to you. And what do you ask in Surah Fatiha? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladina namta alayhim. Ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim. Waladdallin. Oh Allah, guide us. Give us hidayat. There's no greater treasure than hidayat. More valuable than air, water, food, shelter. The greatest ni'mat of Allah is hidayat. The jannati, when he enters jannat, alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada. Ya Allah, it was hidayat that brought me to Jannat. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. If you hadn't given me the hidayat, I would never have got to Jannat. So what is this? This is not just dua, this is azim dua. This is the greatest dua. This is my and your greatest need. And this angel came through a door which was never opened before. Comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, "I'm giving you glad tidings. Your ummah has been given two noors. You have been given no Nabi before you received this." So in other words, your ummah, yours is the only ummah that received this. Surah Fatiha, no other ummah received. There is nothing like it in the Torah, in the Zabur, in the Injil, in any revealed scripture. And the angel goes on that whatever you are asking in these two noors, the first noor, Surah Fatiha, "Lan taqra biharfin minha," you won't read a single letter, "illa u'titahu," except that Allah is guaranteeing you that He is going to give it to you. So take the trouble of learning Surah Fatiha. Not just learn Surah Fatiha, learn what you are asking in Surah Fatiha. There's no namaz without Surah Fatiha, and you are reading Surah Fatiha in every rakat of every namaz. So it should not be like a parrot, that you should just be reading Surah Fatiha and you don't even know what you're saying. You don't know what you are asking, because like that, the nur, the illumination, the spiritual beauty, munificence that's found in your salah cannot be found unless we go the little extra mile. So in that, you are asking, Allah Ta'ala is telling you, "Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim." Allah has taught us what to ask Him. That Ya Allah, guide us, give us hidayat to the straight path. The path of those whom you blessed, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin. Ya Allah, save us from the path of those people who earned your anger. And save us from the path of those people who went astray. This is the most significant dua that anyone can ask for. This is the greatest dua. Because it is that dua that Allah made compulsory upon us to ask in every rakat of every salah. And this angel has come down to inform us that whatever you ask will be granted to you. Then obviously the closing verses of Surah Baqarah, we run out of time, inshallah we'll continue.